Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's your daily news recap. And in yesterday's sports, the Cleveland Indians and Brooklyn Robins went head to head. October 5th, 1920, Cleveland Indians won 3-1. October 6th, 1920, Brooklyn Robins won 3-0. October 7th, 1920, Brooklyn Robins won 2-1. October 9th, Cleveland Indians won 5-1. October 10th, Cleveland Indians 8-1. October 11th, Cleveland Indians won 1-0. October 12th, Cleveland Indians won 3-0. This sports coverage is brought to you by Colgate Fab. It's the best laundry soap ever. Don't question it. And now introducing Lily Mondragon with music.
Hi, my name is Lily Mondragon, and today I am talking about ragtime music. This time is a type of music that was played in the early 1900s. Ragtime music was popular until the late 1910 and was heavily influenced on dance music of the early 1920s. Popular genres are jazz, blues, dance, Broadway, and standards. Early jazz influences started to manifest themselves in the music used by marching bands and dance bands. Ragtime took a while to be introduced into the music and the dancing world. It was not the most popular type of music, but it was slowly being incorporated into compositions. You could pay up to $3.50 just to go and watch it, which in fact was a lot of money. Incredible developments in musical theater was also being seen. Billboards lit up the night sky with amazing colors and dazzling lights. The first show was in 1925 and has been performed 321 times. This musical is about a young woman named Nada Nett who sheds her ladylike side and heads for the wild and exciting side of life. And now we have Andrea Cantu talking about political events.
Hello, this is Andrea Cantu here to talk to you guys about political events. The Sacco and Vanzetti case is a major topic today. On April 15, 1920, two Italian men were thought to have shot and killed a paymaker and his bodyguard in a robbery of a shoe company in South Britain, Massachusetts. Sacco and Vanzetti were caught, arrested, and charged with crime. The police found that both of the criminals had guns on them. On May 31, 1921, they were both brought to trial. On July 14, both were found guilty by verdict of the jury. In August of 1927, they were both sentenced to death by electrocution. For the next topic, we're going to be talking about the Prohibition Act. The 18th Amendment is the Prohibition Act. It started in 1920. Prohibition is the legal forbidding of manufacturing, selling, and transportation of alcoholic beverages. A lot of the groups that pushed for this law were religious groups, women's organization, and the KKK. Some of the people that were against the Prohibition Act were groups like the Progressives. Even though there was a law against alcohol, it didn't stop people from getting alcohol illegally. There have been many cases in which police forces have found these clubs and arrested everyone in sight. Help keep children pure and vote against the consumption and sale of alcohol, so continue to support the 18th Amendment.